McCall, who passed away this week. Jim, of course, was singing and playing that wonderful driving lead and rhythm guitar on that tune. Ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone, which is not the sentiment that we have for
Absolutely
Jim McCall.
Not.
We played that for the music quality, not the content of the tune. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers before that with Mountain Girl. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver with the Marty Robbins tune, Call Me Up and I'll Be Calling on You. And then Billy Boone Smith started us off with She's Heavenly, which is the proper Valentine's Day sentiment. So until next time, this is Arthur Berman reminding you to stay tuned for Sounds of Africa with Sheila. And
we're just giggling.
You're lucky I don't tell you to stay tuned for Bill DeMar. That's an inside joke. But anyway, stay tuned for Sounds of Africa coming up next on CITR. And until next time, this is Arthur Berman reminding you to keep on picking.
And this is Andrea reminding you to go out and hear some wonderful music and be true to yourself and false to no one.
And remember, the early bird gets the bluegrass unless you're one of those pod people right here.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Hello Kitty, bonjour violente femme. Bonjour Grace Kelly, bonjour madame. Hello Superman, bonjour solitaire. Bonjour tous les jours, tout à l'envers.
C'est magnifique de dire bonjour. Bonjour à tous les camions. À mes rêves volontaires, il te dit bonjour. Bonjour, alaikum, alaikum.
Dernier bonjour la graine. Bonjour sur les fesses. Bonjour la neige. Hola le système. Bonjour le revers.
Bonjour Henri. Bonjour Nels. Bonjour la Marie. Ou Chaptani. A tes lèvres. Tani, tani. Bonjour.
Bonjour,
bonjour, alaikum, alaikum.
so bona dumelang to the people in BC, in Vancouver, in Canada, and worldwide. Welcome and bonjour to all the people who are here for the Olympics. It is crazy. It is exciting. It is madness, and it is a happy time, and the energy is just purely electrifying. Alrighty, welcome to Sounds of Africa. 5 minutes past eight is your time. You're with me, Sheila C, and I am so high on the Olympic energy right now. I am floating on cloudy cloud of I don't know what number because it doesn't exist. Alright, we kicked off the show with music coming from Algeria's Rachid Taha with Bonjour. It's another glorious Tuesday morning. Lots of stuff to talk about. Great news from across the African continent, as usual. And music from across the African continent. But we cannot not talk about the Olympics and all the madness that the media is bombarding upon us. And I have issues to address here. But later on in the show. Meanwhile, we're going to go on with music. We have music from Morocco. We have music from the tropical Martinique, that is North Africa. We have music from Egypt, Tunisia, Senegal, Mali, Kenya, just to name a few. Somalia is in there, Zambia's in there, Malawi's in there. We gotta represent the African continent. Last night I went to a concert by the At Place de Francophonie in on Granville Island. I'll tell you all about it a little bit later. I'm telling you, I said, okay, I was going to be calm about this Olympics, take it in stride. But you can't help it but get caught up in the energy. It's electrifying! Anyway, I'm going to tell you all about my experiences. But, oh man, I am so glad that, you know, I am experiencing the Olympics. It is a privilege to be in BC right about now. It is a privilege to share it with everybody who's coming down, and everybody is just having a blast. So, without further ado, we go on to the next track, and I have lots and lots of goodies to share with you. So stay tuned to CITR's Sounds of Africa, coming your way every Tuesday between 8 and 9:30. Right about now, music from Morocco. And it is Leila Gofran. I love the song. I love the way it starts. Woo! Feel it. Ah. I'm on fire, baby. I got the Olympic fever. Shake it up.
and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
أنا بقدم قلبي لو تقبلوا ودي كمان عمري كأنه في أوله الشوق ده كله كل مين يتحمله يكون في عونك ياللي زي مجربه
أنا ما كانش الحب عمره في ميتي وأنا معاك غيرت رأيي وفكرتي يا حبيبي لقيت في قربك فرحتي لو حب ليك قالوا عنه عادي بيكذب
قد كل الدنيا دي ولا قد الشمس والليل والهوى من النهاردة قدرت أعرف قد إيه أنا بحبك قد كل دول سوا
Join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9.30 right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From sukus to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa. That's a funky beat from Pulse of Africa. Interesting. Drums and rhythm from Senegal, Ghana, Mali, Congo, Botswana, Nigeria, and Mozambique. And that specific lot that you just had a taste of is from Togo and Ghana. We move on to Mali. Music that does not need any introduction, trust me, because you're going to recognize this song. Yeah, but yes. Groove it, baby. It's all about the Olympic flavor and fever. Yeke Yeke, coming from Mori Kante. Sounds of Africa.
Has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as long as I'm your bed.
My time is a faca verde a pôr, celebra a independência até a ocupação criou na avenida. Dino, da salta arriba pra vós, com garrafinha pra ambientar, qualquer vidro vai ser de luz. Um parafunda pra monta tenda e nunca tem carangaiada. Rasta manta profeta, manta cana linda tatma. Paridinha da coita tanga, o sabura mais logo na tenda. Rasta manta profeta, matatka na linda tatma. Paridinha da coita tanga, o sabura mais logo na tenda.
Beautiful music there coming out of Senegal. Maria da Barossa with the Regressa. We now move on to Tunisia. Music by Samra with, uniquely titled actually, Beautiful Dark Woman is the title of that song. Let's see what you guys think of it.
Yeah.
Beautiful music out of Tunisia, Samra, which means beautiful dark woman. Very mysterious. It is 28 minutes to 9. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from across the African continent in brief. Right now, though, I'm going to talk about the Olympics. Okay, we are being hit left, right, and center out there by the media. I don't know where these guys are actually hanging out, but I think it's just too damn bad. Apparently, our opening ceremony wasn't that much compared to Beijing. Well, hello, we're not in Beijing. Every country has got its own culture or multicultures, which they have to reflect. Hello. Thinking most of the media people who are writing these nasty reports about the Olympics in BC haven't really been out and about and actually spoken to anyone. This is what they sit up and on their little computer think up, and okay, this is gonna sound very intelligent, intellectual. Well, I'm sorry, the people out there, so far as I know, and I've been hanging out with the people, not on a little cubicle writing up a report with a deadline. I think everybody's been having a blast. Everybody's getting along, everybody's being friendly, everybody's helping everybody else out, and it's one big festive party. Sure, things will technically go wrong, but you know what that's like. Nothing is 100% all the time, including those reporters' lives. I think they just have serious issues. Yeah. Anyway, I went to Granville Island last night. I saw a concert there by the put up by the French, the Quebec people. They had Garou play, rocked the house down. Even when it started raining, people were screaming for more. And nobody seems to sleep. Me included. The energy is just massive. Robson Square has got so much entertainment, I don't even know where to begin. Oh, yeah, and something else that I kind of did or saw. apparently there's quite a few celebrities up and about. And yesterday, minding my own business, walking to the London drugstore, I saw Canada's own Dirt Phobia Man, the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yes, the bold one. Driving right by, and I said, nah, it can't be. But it was. He's in town, supporting the country's Olympics. Among many other celebrities who have been spotted, Cindy Crawford, George Clooney is supposedly in town because he's the spokesperson, model kind of thing. He's been spotted around Robson Square. So if you're out celebrity spotting, that is the place to hang out. And what else? Ooh, yeah, Valentine's Day. I went and saw a show. I'll tell you all about that a little bit later, because right about now it's time for some more music. But stay tuned, Sounds of Africa coming your way with the fusion of the Olympics, news and a brief look into Africa. And I'm going to give you a little bit of the highlights of today's events, Tuesday's highlights at BCMC and Robson Square, including Canadian Olympic team athletes' availability, mayor to make important Olympic Village announcement at 10 a.m. today. For all of that and more, stay tuned right about now. Music coming from Mali once more. Manu Dibango featuring Salif Keita. Emma.
Oh,
Of Mali there, Manu Dibango and Salif Keita, those are the kings of African music, if you ask me. More music coming out of Kenya right about now. We're going way back into the 70s, 80s. Shauri Yako.
Kueleze ata o mama, fratu wangu mama. Mapenzi ya kwetwe, haita kawiaka mama. Mapenzi ya kwetwe, haita kawiaka mama. Tabia yako na yangu haisikilizane. Unaona, unaona sasa we mama. Unaona, unaona sasa we mama. Mama, kama onipende weye, wende lote mama. Shauri yako, shauri yako e. Shauri yako, shauri yako e. Shauri yako, wende lote sena wangu. Siwezi kuwa mutu mama, zambi kwa Mungu babayo. Siwezi kuwa mutu mama, zambi kwa Mungu babayo. Shauri yako, shauri yako, shauri yako, shauri yako, wende lote sena wangu. Siwezi kuwa mutu mama, zambi kwa Mungu babayo.
siwezi kuwa mtu mama, sambi kwa Mungu baba yo.
Beautiful music there. Coming from Super Mazembe, Shariako is the title of that song. Now, I have to tell you a little bit about the history of this song and how I came to know about it. I remember it was one very rainy Christmas in the 80s, and my parents took me out, and it was like the anthem of any party those days. If you had a party, any gathering of whatsoever, you had to have that song, Shauriako. It was so popular, people actually started using the words Shauriako, which basically means, hey, dude, it's your problem. The music is a kind of a poetry. A lot is actually lost in translation, so it's difficult to actually explain what the man is saying. But Shauriako, it's your affair, or it's your matter, or it's your problem, is the title of the massive hit from the early 80s in Central and East Africa. The original version was recorded by Ngwashi Ntimbo and L'Orchestre Festival du Zaire. Ngwashi moved to Nairobi following a number of other Zairean bands looking for work due to an abundance of bands and lack of work in Zaire. But let me try and tell you a little bit as to what they're talking about. Basically, he's talking to a woman who obviously is very high maintenance. And he basically says, well, I can't really afford you, you know. How do I explain this to you, my lady? This life of ours will not survive much longer. Your character and mine, well, really not compatible. You need to understand, you like to dress well. I have no way and no means of supporting you. You like to dine out. I have no money. I'm living on a borrowed life here. I have to borrow to please you. I do not want to become a regular at this borrowing money, end up killing someone. You know, it's just not right. So basically, that's what the song is saying. Shauriako means it is now your problem because I have laid it out to you. I cannot afford your lifestyle. Anywho, moving on along, I was going to give you a little bit of news in regards to what's happening with the Olympics today. Just a few highlights. Location BC International Media Center, Press Theatre, Robson Square. Media availability with Michael Robertson, who is the Olympic silver medalist in snowboard cross. Gregor Robertson will make an important announcement regarding the Olympics and Paralympic Village in Vancouver's Southeast False Creek neighborhood, that is Mayor Robertson. And he'll be joined by Tim Cole, Chairman, Board of Directors, and U.S. Green Building Council. Visa media availability with Seth Westcott, who is the two-time snowboard cross gold medalist. That is happening at Robson Square, 10 a.m. this morning. And the other person available at the International Media Center, close thereby. The pomegranate phone continues to captivate millions of people around the world with the latest and greatest technology. The province behind this cool phone is a trendsetter, the first to introduce legislation to ensure its economic growth is tied to sustainable goals. Home to the greatest hockey player on earth and the fastest growing company in the world. Not to mention it's the university capital of Canada. More to come, 5 minutes to nine. At 9 o'clock, we have news coming from across the African continent, and that is a brief look. We are looking at Haiti, because it's from the African diaspora. Yes. Angola, Malawi, and Sudan. The headline are as follows. The Swiss government to hand over to Haiti millions of stolen assets. In Angola, Angola's economy estimated to grow 7.5% in the year 2010 through international bond sales. Malawi, the saga continues with the gay rights. Last week they arrested a man for putting up posters. This week they're telling them to come out. Now, I don't know what they're thinking, because if it is illegal to be gay and they come out and put the posters, they're going to be arrested anyway. So I don't know what the story is there. But that is coming up at 9 o'clock, which is 4 minutes from now. And last but not least, news from Sudan. President Idris Deby has visited Sudan for the first time since 2004. So all of that is coming up at 9 o'clock. So 4 more minutes to go. Music from Wasis Diop is coming up next, and that is the soundtrack from the Thomas Crown Affair. Love is never enough.
Can't see my face, but I am thinking. the freshest acts in electronic entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Thursday, February 18th, Bell Orchestra, featuring members of Arcade Fire, light up the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets $18. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
A minute past 9 is your time. Time to look at Africa in brief. Starting off is news from Haiti. The World Bank welcomed the continued efforts of the Swiss government to hand over to Haiti millions of stolen assets held by the Duvalier family in Switzerland. Money that could be used for development purposes following January's earthquake. The Federal Supreme Court has ordered the release of $5.7 million to the family of Haiti's ex-dictator Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier because of the statute of limitations had expired. However, the Federal Council immediately ordered the assets to be frozen on a constitutional basis. They welcome the decision by the Swiss authorities to freeze the looted funds. They should be returned to Haiti, especially now when the humanitarian needs have increased after the earthquake. This statement was issued by the World Bank Managing Director Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. The case highlights the technical difficulties countries face when dealing with stolen assets and the need to undertake creative legal action to overcome the problems. African Development Bank, ADB chief Donald Kaberuka, this week said he expects the continent's economy to grow by 4.5% to 5% this year, by some 6% in 2011. The rebound is already here. In 2010, the ADB and the World Bank are expecting growth of 4.5% and 5% and around 6% in 2011, thanks notably to exports picking up and the price of agricultural products such as coffee and cocoa holding up. This was issued by Kaberuka and on the sidelines of the African Union summit, which was held in Addis Ababa. The problems aren't behind us yet, but we are starting 2010 on a more optimistic note. Contrary to what we had feared, the big donors have respected their commitments towards Africa, he stated. Moving on to Angola. After a sharp downturn led to an estimated rise of not more than 0.5% in 2009, the World Bank has indicated Africa's top oil producers saw revenue drop off in 2009 due to the tumbling crude oil price on international markets. This led to a 30% drop in exterior reserves, which in turn caused the kwanza currency to lose 25% of its value compared to the US dollar. Last May, the World Bank forecast that the Angola economy would contract by 3% in 2009. However, the report released in February this year estimates that growth in the meantime was between minus 0.5% and plus 0.5%. The World Bank's head economist in Angola, Ricardo Gazelle, said oil production should rise this year to 1.9 million barrels from 1.79 million barrel figure for 2009. 9. Moving on to Chad. President Idriss Deby has visited Sudan for the first time since 2004 for talks on the troubled Darfur region. The two countries have been fighting a proxy war for several years along their common border around Darfur. In Khartoum, it was stated that the visit is a surprise and has caught Sudanese officials off guard. Sudan says Chad backs Darfur rebel groups, while Khartoum is accused of supporting armed militias who are active in eastern Chad. Analysts say the rebels function as an extra line of defense for each country, but add that this poisonous mixture has considerably worsened the dramatic humanitarian problems in both areas. Deby's was greeted at Khartoum Airport by Sudan President Omar al-Bashir. Moving on to Malawi, the Malawian authorities have told gay activists who put up posters and distribute leaflets on the streets anonymously to come out in the open. The government official Kingsley Namakwa said it was against the law to mount such campaigns anonymously. But he also pointed out that homosexuality was illegal and anyone promoting it would be prosecuted. Rights groups have recently criticized Malawi for prosecuting two men who got engaged to each other. Tiwange Chimbalanga and Stephen Monjeza, believed to be the first gay couple in Malawi to start the marriage process, have pleaded not guilty to charges of public indecency. Their trial is due to start soon. As far as Malawi government is concerned, they only have two gays in Malawi, Stephen Monjeza and Tuange Shimbalanga. Namakwa said, if there are others, let them come out in the open. Well, I don't know about that. I wouldn't quite agree. I mean, if I'm going to be lynched, why would I want to put myself out in the public like that? You know, it's like a catch-22 situation. Anyhow, that is all we had for you in the news in brief from the African continent. We continue with music from British Nigerian artists with her new single. But before I do that, if you have any comments, please do send your emails to CITRSoundsOfAfrica@gmail.com, or you can simply join Sounds of Africa radio show on Facebook and put your requests forward there. So that's Sounds of Africa radio show. You've got to type in all four words. Sounds of Africa. Well, five words, actually. Sounds of Africa radio show on Facebook. Alternatively, send your emails through CITRSoundsOfAfrica@gmail.com. And we appreciate all the feedback we can get. Music today has mostly come from Arc Music, which recently released the Very Best of Africa CD. I played you a track from that. Powerful choirs, pulsating beats with an amazing array of contributing artists, including Johnny Clegg, the White Zulu from South Africa. We continue with great music, but before I do that, one last message. The Center of Integration for Africa Immigrants celebrates Black History Month this year, welcoming a fantastic band of dancers from Barbados, the Israel Lavelle Foundation. This is the first time they will perform in front of a West Canadian audience. It will take place at the Macy Theatre in New Westminster, BC on the 27th at 8 p.m. Meanwhile, back to the music from Sade.
Of my heart, but I'm still alive, still looking for the light in the endless pool.
I'm a soldier, love, every day and night. I'm a soldier, love, all the days of my life. I've been torn up inside, oh, I've been left behind. Survive in the wild, wild west. Trying my hardest, doing my best to stay alive. I am a soldier.
Oh, it moves
down. I know that love will come.
Love will come.
New track coming from Sade Adu. Born Helen Folasade Adu. She was born in 1959, better known as Sade. She's British Nigerian, hence the reason I played this song. I know she's a very mainstream artist, but I thought this is something, you know, she's evolved but at the same time, I don't think she's quite forgotten her roots. She was born in Ayo State in Nigeria, and her middle name, Folashade, means honor confers your crown. Her parents, Bisi Idu, a Nigerian lecturer in economy of Yoruba background, and Annie Hayes, an English district nurse, met in London, married in 1955, and moved to Nigeria. Later, when the marriage ran into difficulties, Annie Hayes returned to England, taking their four-year-old daughter, Shade, and her older brother. I didn't even know that she had an older brother, but she has an older brother. Very private woman. You don't really hear a lot about her. That is a brand new song, Soldier of Love. Moving along, we go down to South Africa. But before I do that, I wanted to share with you a little bit of what I did over Valentine's. I thought it was absolutely marvelous. I went to the Orpheum Theatre, and there was DBR. His full name is Daniel Bernard Romain. He's a violinist, and the symphony was conducted by Bramwell Tovey. It was a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic performance. The man is so talented. He hails out of Haiti but has been based in the U.S. for the last 12 years. But it was fantastic. So the show was called A Voodoo Valentine, and by God, it was. The man's music is a fusion of your classic symphony orchestra music with the fusion of Haiti beaten rhythm, which has got a little bit of African roots in the background there. So I really, really enjoyed myself. I watched the show. We got there a little bit late because we're always fashionably late, being celebrities and all. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, we missed the first 15 minutes, but it was an electrifying, totally exciting, breathtaking performance. And when we walked out of there, I looked at the time and I was like, oh my God, time went so fast. And that was one of the many events that are being performed at the Orpheum Theatre. Last night, there was the dance troupe from Uganda. They performed there last night. And I know K9 will be performing there on the 25th of February, along with Tinoweri. Again, this has all been incorporated into the Olympics as part of the entertainment for the Olympics. And there's so much of it. I mean, your head can literally go into a swirl because there's so many things happening. You've got to really sit down and plan and prioritize what to do, what to choose, where to go, who to see, who to be seen with, hopefully who to catch and see. Music continues. We head on to South Africa. Music by Jonathan Butler, another one of the very talented artists who unfortunately left South Africa, but he has kept true to his hometown music and rhythm. He is a jazz artist who has worked with the likes of George Benson. He has been based in the UK, and now he's been based in the US, I think, for the last 15, 20 years. Here he has coupled with another one of his hometown. He's still based in South Africa, Ernie Smith. And they're basically singing about their province, which is where they come from, KwaZulu-Natal. So the song's title is KwaZulu, My Hometown. I love this song. I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. 20 minutes past 9 is your time.
Know about us. Our greatest pride is our beautiful people. 23 tribes with one king. Wherever can you see such a thing? It's the kingdom of the Zulu. Yeah,
down in my journeys, I've been so many places that have taken my breath away. But then I think of my home, the hooting of the taxi, the lady saying, can you show me the way?
Location. Whatever you wanna do, you can do it here. That has taken my breath away. But then I think of my home, the hooting of the taxi, a lady saying, can you show me the way?
Wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken, lean, and singing song night.
Folk Oasis.
African music. Join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Deniye kasila sikole lao na choma yo na simbi bibi mo aye mukelela ni bato na choma ni yili deni kwa kikorosi na choma on mukeli lao ni bede ni toke ni na keli na kasida o mandi beliyo beliye kasi kasi kuye miye Lao na chomayo na sindiri ni mo aye mukelela ni bato na chomani beni korosi na chomaya ikana kasii